WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Now, I know what you're thinking, another day, another dose of ancient philosophy. But trust me, this stuff isn't just dusty scrolls and toga parties. It's a toolkit for navigating the craziness of modern life, and today we're tackling something seriously powerful, focusing on the present moment. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, constantly chugging between worries about tomorrow and regrets from yesterday? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be savoring a delicious meal but you're already mentally planning your next task or replaying that awkward conversation earlier? Well, let's face it, we live in a world that's obsessed with the future and haunted by the past. But here's the thing. True peace, joy, and even productivity come from mastering the art of being present. So, how do we actually do this? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways to help you anchor yourself in the now. First things first, recognize the power of your thoughts. Our minds are incredible, but they can also be total mind bobblers. One minute we're daydreaming about winning the lottery, the next we're spiraling into a panic attack because we forgot to buy milk. The Stoics understood that our thoughts aren't facts, they're interpretations of the world. By becoming aware of these thought patterns, you can start to gently guide them back to the present moment. Second, practice mindfulness. Now, before you think this means meditating for hours on end in a lotus position, no judgment if that's your thing. I'm talking about bringing mindful awareness into everyday activities. Pay attention to the warmth of your coffee as you sip it, notice the texture of your clothes against your skin, really listen to the person speaking to you instead of mentally drafting your response. These small acts of presence can have a huge impact on your sense of calm and connection. Third, appreciate the little things. You know those moments that often get overlooked: the sunny morning, a genuine laugh with a friend, the smell of fresh rain. Make a conscious effort to savor these simple pleasures. They're the building blocks of a happy life, and focusing on them keeps you grounded in the beauty of the present moment. Next, engage your senses. Seriously, we've got amazing sensory organs that can paint vivid pictures of the world around us. Take a walk outside and really tune into what you see, hear, smell, taste if there are delicious snacks nearby, and touch. This sensory immersion is like a reset button for your mind, pulling you back from those mental tangents. And finally, practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can be incredibly transformative. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the things, big and small, that you're grateful for. This simple practice cultivates a sense of contentment and appreciation for the present moment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're sitting down to dinner with loved ones. You're engaged in conversation, laughing, sharing stories. But your mind keeps drifting. You're already thinking about tomorrow's meeting or replaying that awkward interaction earlier that day. Now imagine you take a deep breath, focus on the warmth of the food in your hands, the sound of your family's laughter, and the feeling of connection with those around you. That's the power of being present. It transforms ordinary moments into truly meaningful experiences. So, how can you put this into practice right now? Take a deep breath, feel your feet on the ground, and notice the sensations around you. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Even just a few seconds of intentional presence can make a difference. Remember, life is happening right here, right now. Don't let it pass you by. Embrace the present moment and watch your world become brighter, more fulfilling, and truly beautiful. Keep training your mind, everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Stoic wisdom. In the meantime, share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder to live in the now. And don't forget to follow us on social media. We love connecting with you and hearing your thoughts. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.